Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, just in case you didn't know, the middle of this century, around 2050, obviously, will be the end of the astrological age of Pisces and the start of the age of Aquarius. However, what we're in now is the transition phase. And according to Claire Stone, a generation of children have been born to help us all with this adjustment. Claire is a psychic reader and the founder of the Angel Mystery School. Good afternoon, Claire.
Hi, you all right?
Not too bad. So the crystal children, is there like, are they like Gen Zs or something? They're born between certain years.
Yeah, so this started off in the 70s. There was a parapsychologist, her name was Nancy, and she noticed that these children with heightened psychic abilities were being born, and psychic mediums were saying that these children had like an indigo coloured auric field. That's the energy surrounding you. So that's where the term indigos came from. And it's believed that those children started to incarnate in the 70s and the 80s. And then there was a new wave of children which have been coined the crystals, and they started in the 90s. And we're now on the rainbow children.
Right. We're now on the rainbow children. Okay. So that's three generations of children. And so how? What are the differences between the indigos, the crystals and the rainbows?
Well, it was prophesied that these children were going to incarnate on Earth. Do you believe in reincarnation?
No.
Well, many people believe that we have, our souls are eternal. We've been here before, maybe had a past life. And it's said that at the time of crisis, which the planet is in now, these wise old souls would start to incarnate upon Earth to help us to restore peace and love and harmony on the earth. So they each have different qualities. So the indigos are the generation who, they're kind of like the disruptors of everything. So I am that generation. So I was raised going to church, Christian every Sunday, all of that. But I always felt like there was something missing. You know, that feeling like, you know, if you've had a dream, but you can't remember it, you've got this like, oh, what is that niggling thing? I just felt like there was more mm-hmm. to life than what I had been being taught. And of course, I had these some psychic ability as a child as well. And I was raised by my grandparents and they were absolutely petrified of psychic. They thought it was devil's work and all of that. So the indigos are kind of like the disruptors, the black sheep of the family, the odd ones out, the people who didn't feel like they really fitted in. And I know you can apply that to anybody of any generation, but that's just a common characteristic of the indigos. So they've got this desire to know more. There's something more, but I don't know what it is, and might have some psychic or healing abilities. The crystal children are usually children of the indigos, and they are even more spiritually awake with their gifts, but they don't have that baggage that the indigos have, because you think about the indigos, they have had a lot of trauma in their lives. It's where, like for me, example, I'm being told you've got the devil in you, just where my daughter is a crystal. I've always let her express who she is without any guilt or shame. Mm-hmm. So they're called the three waves, these three like incarnations of these souls. That was by a hypnotherapist called Dolores Cannon. There's a lot of material that she has produced if people want to explore this more. But it's just each generation, they have less and less baggage. Have you heard like about ancestral healing? So lots of other cultures believe in this as well, where we carry things through the generations of our family. And it's even in our DNA, scientists can find that out as well. But it's this like emotional trauma. And we're coming to a point in our spiritual evolution, if you want to call it, where the age of Aquarius is a prophesied time of enlightenment, where humans remember that they are spiritual beings. And you know, it's going to come to a point where we have to have more sense of community, because, you know, like you was just saying about the carrots and the food and everything, everything's a big mess, isn't it? We need more like compassion and care for each other and care for the planet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Actually, on the subject of, I know this is a weird connection, but carrots, but that if a child has these psychic abilities, and it must, when you're young, it can be very overwhelming. Is it true if you eat root vegetables, it helps calm them down a bit?
Yeah, that is absolutely true. And where that comes from is it's a scientific fact that if you walk barefoot outside, your body will relax because you will absorb negative ions from the earth. Negative doesn't mean bad. That's just the like electric charge, so to speak. So root vegetables, they are from the earth. So that helps these children to ground them into the here and now, because they can be very dreamy, spacey. The rainbows, the crystals can be quite anxious because they're so sensitive. They're picking up a lot of energies, psychic energies. If people are worried, say if there's an exam at school, the crystals will be sensing everybody's fear. So it's important to teach them how to protect their energy and not absorb everything that's going on around them, because they are that sensitive.
Yeah. Now, you did say that it was kind of foretold that these generations would be born. Who foretold it?
Well, there's all different ones, but the one that springs to mind is there's a Native American prophecy. It's been dubbed the Rainbow Warriors, and it was said that, you might have heard it, it's a really popular one, you know, when there's no fish left in the sea, when the birds fall out the sky. It's basically kind of, it's, people have thought, oh, it's the end of time, but it's not. It's the end of the astrological age. That is when these rainbow warriors are going to come together and restore peace and remember the old teachings and the wisdoms that's been lost throughout the generations, because we like have been stripped from our spiritual heritage, haven't we? You know, when other when people have come in, the Anglo-Saxons, the Romans, they've come in and brought religion, and that is not the indigenous spirituality of Britain.
Right. What is the indigenous spirituality of Britain?
Well, they say that it was an ancestral cult. So we don't know a lot about our spiritual past, because the Druids and before them, they didn't record it. It was all oral tradition. And it was only when the Romans came in that they started writing everything down about what, you know, the Celts, the barbarians, and they've recorded much of our history. So it's archaeology that we're relying upon, and connecting to our ancestors like they would have through meditation, getting in touch with the earth, where you are from.
Yeah. So would you feel then that Christianity has been kind of forced onto people who aren't instinctively Christians?
I think it has been forced onto some people, definitely. And I don't mean any disrespect to Christians, because I was raised a Christian. I love Jesus, but I also like angels. And, you know, in our church, we weren't allowed to speak to angels. And so kind of I'm into my own thing. But Christianity is not the indigenous religion of the UK. And what is interesting is that the only like actual religion is Wicca, and that's a very modern tradition, but that was created in Britain. I'm not a Wiccan, by the way, just interested in spirituality and history and, you know.
Yeah. And so with the crystal children, the indigo, the crystal and the rainbow children, Is there something actually active they're going to be doing in the years to come? Are we going to see rainbow children in positions of power or leading movements, or what are they going to do?
I think that they're mainly inspiring us at the moment, inspiring us to live our truth, to do our best. You know, even these children, it's as if they're teaching us when you know them. I think it's just about restoring the things that we have lost so that we can create a better place to live, rather than it's them and they're higher than us or better than us.
Yeah. But I mean, in the sense of kind of, you know, the world's in a sorry state at the moment. There's climate change, there's wars, there's poverty, there's starvation. Are they going to do anything about any of that?
I don't know. I'd like to think so. I don't know where this, how this prophecy ends, you know, but I'd like to think so. I mean, the rainbows, they are not as rebellious as the indigos. But, you know, there could be another generation of these souls that are a bit more standing up rather than being sensitive. I suppose it's just integrating all of these lost gifts and they're becoming more and more open.
Claire, thanks a million for speaking with us today. Claire Stone is the White Witch of Cheshire and an author.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.